The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
All right, everybody, welcome on this 19th day of April 2024. It's always exciting to get to the end of the week. It's always exciting to begin the hours, but there's a particular electricity in the air. So let me take you through it. The necessary steps are, A, it's Friday.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. Ow! I feel good.
I feel good.
I feel good.
You want me to say I feel good?
I feel good.
I would not.
So good. So good. I got you.
B, find a snappy tune.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that could cut me in two, and I just can't.
This would in particular be a classic for the ages. This belongs on the Mount Rushmore of lyrics. Sitting on the dock of the bay. She's buying a stairway to heaven. And when in doubt, I whip it out. I got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all. It was fall 1976, and I'm at the Capitol Center in Landover, Maryland, being like 18, 19, whatever I was. And here you go. Ted Nugent was there on that stage. I was in section 247 or whatever. And as I said earlier, I can't believe my good fortune. A couple of decades later, I'm at Ted's 50th birthday at Rio Bonito between Kerrville and Junction in the Hill Country. And to this day, not just friend of the show, please, but friend of mine, Ted is here. Welcome back, buddy.
Ow, I feel good. Oh, thank you very much, Mark. That is a celebration that I have every day. Now, I not only carpe diem, but since it's springtime in Texas, I'm going to carpe carp. I'm going down to the river.
Seize the carp.
Greetings, my true logic and common sense, lightness in the darkness.
Greetings, man.
I'm proud to join you once again on the Mark Davis Spirit Campfire.
Well, it is always great. And listen, we got big issues to put on the griddle. But first, let's, and it's always about politics, current events, hunting, fishing, rock and roll, God guns, kill it and grill it, et cetera, et cetera. But let's go from me seeing you for the first time with about 18,000 of my closest friends on an arena tour to the sort of intimate venues, which are your taste of late, the Speakeasy Rockouts, and you are doing some small venues in your chosen new state of Texas. And I was talking to people about the great little town of Hamilton and a place, if you're coming down 281 from DFW, headed to the Hill Country, I always have people stop at like the Dutchman's Hidden Valley. But there's a venue right there in Hamilton where you are appearing tomorrow night. Tell everybody about it, please.
Well, first of all, I saw you out there in Maryland in 1976, and if I wasn't me, I'd be in the front row watching my ass.
Because exactly right.
I had so much fun, I can hardly stand myself. But here we are. It's in 2024, a gazillion years later. Mark, the good, bad, and ugly, the good has never been better. I'm having so much fun. These speakeasies are like the Amboy Dukes at the Cellar in Arlington Heights, 1965, the youthful adventure of Chuck Berry and Little Richard musical outrage. And I got John Kutz on drums from here in Waco, just an absolute virtuoso maniac, grinding rhythm god. And Johnny Big on the bass guitar. I've always raved about my musicians because I've been so blessed to have the greatest, most dedicated work ethic maniac grinders in my life. But these speakeasies are such old school, but with better tone, and we're tighter. You know, you played the James Brown licks, which we play every day, by the way. And it's all about that musical authority. And here I am, 75 years old, semi-crippled from jumping off those amplifiers. I hope you enjoyed that.
I did.
but it's just out of body. I mean, what these guys put into my songs, we play some James Brown stuff and some Stones and some Motown stuff, but we're playing all my favorite songs, which happen to be my songs. Mm-hmm. And it's a firestorm. So hallelujah. In fact, we're going to bring the Ted Nugent Speakeasy. We're working now for a winter Billy Bob's musical orgy. So it's nonstop. I still have a lot of energy. I don't know if you noticed that.
I have indeed. And everybody should focus. It's a place called The Grain. It is called The Grain in Hamilton, Texas, 110 South Bell Street. There, I see an Eventbrite. I see they have a website, tednugent.com. Where's the best place for people to go to so they can be there to see you tomorrow night in Hamilton, Texas?
You know, based on weather predictions, we may have to postpone it till Sunday unless you bring a snorkel. I'm not sure. But we played last week down in Buda, Texas, reputed to Buda. And it was 4,000 real music lovers. Then we're doing the Waco Lone Star Music 40th anniversary in Waco at the backyard the following, well, I guess that's a couple weeks. We're playing down in Orange Grove. These are just, you know, makeshift nuts and bolts, old school. The kids got a guitar, let us plug it in. But we hope that Hamilton, if The Grain happens on Saturday, but if it's raining, I'll just wear my duck suit and hope everybody else shows up.
There you go. We've seen you festooned in a number of outfits. So let's look at the overall scene. We haven't talked in a couple of months. Trump in court, talk about making lemonade. He's going to win from court if necessary, because I have a weird feeling, and I don't want everyone to get over-optimistic, but even some Democrats and centrists and, you know, squishes in the middle, they want borders. They want crime punished. They want education not indoctrination. I feel like there's some issues tilting our way. What do you think?
Well, I don't think nothing. I know what you just said is irrefutable, self-evident truth. I like when the Michael Moores of the world hate me. It proves that I'm really a wonderful human being. And when the commies and the nasty, nasty people running Uncle Sam right now, and they're just nasty, nasty, dishonest, I think treasonous people that have weaponized the court system. Everybody can see this unless you have your head so far up your ass that you still think that Whoopi Cushion Goldberg makes sense. By the way, that's her middle name. I don't think people realize it's Whoopi Cushion Goldberg. Anyhow, I think it's an irrefutable indication that the Democrats are desperate. They're power drunk. They're power crazy. And they hate a man who secured the borders, reduced crime, got us out of global contracts, and saved gazillions of dollars for hardworking taxpayers. And I could go on. But, Mark, I got to tell you, I live here in Texas for the last 22 years now. And when I tune in to Mark Davis, The Answer, you are me. I am you. You are working hard, playing hard, America. So when you and you're not giving opinions, you reference evidence and statistics and facts, and we can see how cruel, how dishonest, how hypocritical, how dangerous and anti-American the Democrat Party and overall Uncle Sam. Who believes the FDA? So the FDA is supposed to safeguard our food and drugs, but it's all chemical warfare. And if you don't get that, call 1-800-NUMBNUT. And Michael Moore,
he'll be there to handle you. The activism of Ted can take a national scope, or now that you are a Texan, the last couple of things that you and I have traded some texts back and forth, I want to give you a couple of minutes on this, because there's stuff going, because Texas is supposed to be the place where we have some common sense, some self-evident truth, and often we can be relied on for that. But every once in a while, there'll be some things. Tell me about what's going on, because you obviously big hunting activism, big Second Amendment, but what's going on with whitetail hunting, ranchers, deer breeding, and the overseeing of that? What has gone off the rails?
Well, it's really beyond hunting rights and the freedom that Texas represents. It's about private property rights and abuse of power. The Texas Parks and Wildlife, and I'm taking them to task. I'm going to go down and scold them. We have Jeff Hildebrand, David Yakovitz, this horrible drag queen advocate from New Jersey. That's, you know, drag queens where perverted men twerk their ass to little boys and girls, that kind of drag queen perversion. Jay Hunter Reed is in charge of Texas deer management, and he's a drag queen guy. I cry tears of blood that the Texas Parks and Wildlife, with their great history of representing private property rights, conservation, sustained yield, wildlife management success stories have now turned on the conservation families of Texas, and they are slaughtering healthy deer herds, and they get to come on a private ranch in Texas, Mark, and they can force the landowner off their property while they slaughter private deer herds that are provenly 100% healthy with this chronic waste and disease lie that people cannot get, and no deer herd has ever been hurt by chronic waste and disease. More deer die from Buicks than chronic waste and disease, not automobiles, just Buicks. And they're lying, and they're representing some greedy billionaires in South Texas who hate the deer breeders because they grow bigger deer. And I'm not a big fan of deer breeding, but I'm a fan of freedom, private property rights, and justice. And Texas Parks and Wildlife are out of control, and I dare them debate me on the Mark Davis Show.
Oh, I'd host that any day. Where can people learn more about this? Have you got stuff on the website? Stuff, I'm sure you've been doing some shows about this.
Well, on my Facebook, in between the censorship. Boy, there's another.
Really?
Good grief. Anyhow, we're posting a lot. I'm going to go on my Real America's Voice. We still do this Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild television 8 times a week on the Pursuit Channel. Shemaine's got a Real America Voice, Faith and Freedom. So we're actually participating in this experiment in self-government. But people have got to tune in to what I'm going to expose today with biologists and dedicated deer masters that know that chronic waste and disease is a scam, and Texas Parks and Wildlife are out of control with abusive power.
All right, so we've done some wildlife management. We've done some politics and the political scene. Let's do a couple, some things about music biz. Because here you come to Hamilton and some other smaller venues in Central Texas, close to the people, intimate venues. I know you remember well with the fondness that I do, you know, the arena era in the 70s and just the incredible excitement of when you put out the self-titled album and then Free For All and then a little thing called Cat Scratch Fever that worked out well for everybody. What is the record business at the time? You made great stuff. Record companies would say, hey, this guy's great. What is it like for somebody who's a 20-something today that wants to play analog, spirited, soul-infused rock and roll? Are they just screwed? And I mean, there's something democratic, small d, about everything being Spotify and YouTube, or anybody can make it big. There's something I kind of like about that. But what is the business today? Is rock and roll, is modern, is it dead? Just there's 15 questions at once. Pick one and go.
And I can handle them all. But remember, Democrats should always be a small d.
Small d.
But anyhow. but anyhow. No, it's a different world. It's a more dangerous world, not just in the music world, but all around us, obviously. But a musician who dedicates himself, and see the incentivization of being paid for your hard work and your talent, your sacrifices and your dedication, that's gone because people can stream stuff and you get nothing. But you got to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get in the studio and rehearse and get the band together and hotels and food and lodging. You got to put a great investment into your art. And then there's no compensation. So they're not practicing like they used to. That being said, Mark, these speakeasies and last year's a Detroit Muscle Tour proved that there is still a huge army of genuine music lovers out there. Last year's Billy Bob's concert was... It was the best concert of my life. No, last weekend in Buta was the best concert of my life.
It's always the last one.
But no, if you dedicate yourself and you play that James Brown, Motown, Wilson Pickett, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Little Richard energy and piss and vinegar, and you put your heart and soul into musical tightness and musical authority, and you express your musical adventures to the audience with sincerity and passion, you can still succeed. You can still make a living. And if you do that in a small club, the word will get out. You got to see this guy. He's on fire. It's tight. It's intense. It moves me. If you still do that, remember Bugs Henderson and Chris Duarte. They're kind of regional guys, but they had a following because they put their heart and soul into it. And that's still available, but there's a lot of obstacles in the way today that didn't exist back then.
And so, once again, it's at the Grain in Hamilton tomorrow, or rain date Sunday. The Post in Orange Grove, April 26th. The Backyard in Waco, May 3. The Two Frogs Grill, I just enjoy saying that, in Ardmore, Oklahoma, May 4th. Details at tednugent.com. All right, 60 seconds around the horn. Tell me about your bride, your Rocco. Tell me about Rocco musically. He's doing stuff. What's he doing? And just how's everybody?
Well, once again, you know, the world is ugly. And again, I got to salute you because you bring light into an unprecedented darkness in America today. So I hope everybody prays. I hope everybody stays positive and escapes the insanity. But I hope Texans vote. I hope they vote for original Texas principles of God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, law and order. That being said, I've got my children coming to Spirit Wild Ranch today, and we're going to have some backstrap barbecues. Rocco's doing great. All my sons and daughters are doing great. Shemaine is more dangerous than ever. We're we're just getting over the heartbreak of losing Happy Jackson, our Catahoula, who's the greatest hunting dog in the world. So that is a very difficult time recently. But the family's great. My grandkids are great. They're all aim small, miss small, masters of work ethic if the age of 2 and 3, I promise you. So, yeah. If you improvise, adapt, and overcome, the American dream and the Texas dream is still available, but we have to fight against the darkness, the corruption, especially when it comes to parks and wildlife and Uncle Sam. My God, there's not a bureaucracy that is trustworthy. Say it again. There's not a government bureaucracy
that is trustworthy,
and we have to fight against that. And you do a great job, and I thank you.
I got to tell you, the partnership, the friendship means the world to me. From a concert stage when I'm 18 to sitting here 66 talking to 75-year-old Ted Nugent to be able to do this, to do this at all, but to do it for the benefit of the public means the world to me. Blessings to you and the family. I know we'll talk again soon. Everybody get down to Hamilton tomorrow, and then Orange Grove, Waco, and Ardmore. Again, details of all these speakeasy rockouts at TedNugent.com. I love you, man. Thanks so much.
Back at you. Godspeed, Mark.
Ted Nugent, 925. All right. As promised, let's hop into the newsroom with Nikki Whaley, and then Fort Worth, we have a problem. There is a group whose First Amendment rights are being trampled. They had an event set to go, and their sin was in presenting the testimony of somebody who entered the lunatic world of transgender self-mutilation, thought better of it. This is called detransitioning. God bless these people. And they had a speaker, a conservative group, had a speaker set to come, and the city of Fort Worth has shut the whole thing down. And that's a huge problem. Tell you about it next. 9:32, Mark Davis, here's Nikki. Okay. You do whatever you want to do about this. But if you are a resident of Fort Worth, or shoot, if you're not, I mean, I guess if you're an actual constituent, it means more. But just on principle, this is absolutely infuriating. I'm going to give you a couple of Twitter accounts. There you can see exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, one of them is Tarrant County GOP Chairman Beau French, and the other is a gentleman named Carlos Turcios, T-U-R-C-I-O-S. His Twitter handle is Carlos_Turcios. The story begins with an event that was going to be, I stress, going to be, at the Victory Forest Community Center on Hemphill Street in Fort Worth. Now, Fort Worth Parks and Rec, there's lots of events. My presumption is always going to be that out of 100 events at a Parks and Rec center where somebody's, you know, out talking about what they want to talk about, there'll be things I agree with, things I disagree with, and that's called America. When a city shuts down voices it disagrees with, that is not America. Let me tell you who is slated to be at that particular Parks and Rec facility on Hemphill, the Victory Forest Community Center, 3427 Hemphill in Fort Worth. It is Abel Garcia. Abel Garcia is a man. like some unfortunately misguided men, he thought, hey, maybe I'm a woman, and sought to go down that tortured road. And then thought better of it. Thought better of it. Abel Garcia is a detransitioner. All right, we got a bunch of people out there saying, hey, your son is your daughter, or your daughter is your son, or there are 47 genders. That's fine with the city of Fort Worth. You can get out there and spew that nonsense all damn day, excuse me, and that's fine. You can have a Parks and Rec center that says, hey, let's turn our daughters into sons. That's great. Great. Mayor Matty Parker, great with that. Fort Worth Parks and Rec, great with that. But you let a guy show up who says, I tried this, and it's crazy. Abel Garcia's flyer said, join us this April 20th, would have been tomorrow. Learn about the danger that transgenderism poses to our kids and society. Abel Garcia is a detransitioner, has traveled across the country telling his story and warning about the harm that transgenderism does to our communities. Abel's work has led to laws being passed like SB 14 in Texas, which made it illegal for anybody below the age of 18 to get transgender treatment. His talk would have been called The Danger of Transgenderism. Would have been 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Would have been. Why? Because the group holding this, Latinos United for Conservative Action, their beliefs do not comply with the City of Fort Worth Park and Rec Department. What? Gender sanity does not comply with the City of Fort Worth Park and Rec Department? They have shared, I guess this is an email from the city. They do offer a refund for the use of the hall, so thanks a lot for that. They write, this email confirms our telephone conversation on April 18th, wherein you confirmed that your event entitled Dangers of Transgenderism, reserved under permit number R83204 at the Victory Forest Community Center on Saturday, April 20th, is an event to educate the audience about the dangers of transgenderism and is not intended to discriminate. Okay, so far so good. Oh, but wait. According to the information on your website, luca-latinosunited.com, your stated beliefs do not comply with the City of Fort Worth Park and Recreation Department Community Center policies and procedures. Rentals, user groups, and monthly agencies, page 23, section 7, special notice A and B, which does not permit uses by certain groups as noted below. Here is the section. You ready? And they include it. Number one, special notice. Use of community centers shall not be permitted to groups which practice, profess, or have as their policy discrimination against persons on the basis of sex, race, religion, sexual orientation, color, national origin, nor shall access be permitted to groups affiliated with organizations which practice such discrimination. The center supervisor reserves the right to consider all relevant sources of information, blah, blah, blah. So these people are being smeared as bigots for believing in gender sanity. Now, I want to use the actual words of their policy. It's against people who discriminate. I don't even know what discrimination really means in 2024. Does it mean like, hey, we're having an event, no blacks, no Jews? Oh, okay. Find another place. That's fine. But whom exactly are they discriminating against? The Latinos United for Conservative Action, Mr. Abel Garcia himself, they're not anybody can come. And by the way, they believe that no matter what race you are, what sex you are, that transgenderism is dangerous. Their message is truly for everybody. This is an absolute outrage. Mayor Matty Parker, the entire Fort Worth Council, the entire Fort Worth Parks and Rec power structure needs to hear from you today to say we will not stand for this rape of First Amendment rights for somebody who chooses to come and anybody can come, don't come. I don't care. Nobody, they don't care. The dangers of transgenderism is a message that is forbidden in the city of Fort Worth. This isn't Houston. This is, I don't even use Dallas anymore. Dallas has a Republican mayor. Thank you, Eric. Their beliefs do not comply with the city of Fort Worth Park and Rec Department. The city of Fort Worth Park and Rec Department will not allow somebody to even say, hey, I'm a man, tried to turn myself into a woman. That didn't work out, and people oughtn't to do that. That is forbidden in the city of Fort Worth? Hell no. I don't live there. If you do, your hell no means a lot more. Let them hear you today. Okay, a few minutes left here. Let's hear from somebody who cares a great deal about all kinds of things. Probably like this. You probably like a couple of words about this. Senator Bob Hall is with us. How you doing, Senator? Welcome. Oh, cellular ghouls. Hang on a second. Let me see if I got you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay, very, very good. We got about 3 minutes, and you were listening to Ted, and Ted was talking about how sort of the Texas Parks and Wildlife bureaucracy is kind of out of control with some overkill on something that is ostensibly about safety and wildlife management. You say you've been working on that. Tell us about the issue and where does it stand?
Absolutely, yes. I've been working on this about 2015. It's one of the first issues I took up when one of my constituents called about the overreach of Texas Park and Wildlife as a deer breeder. These are folks who, as Ted probably told you, I didn't hear all of what he had to say, but they breed these big deer with big antlers. The hunters just love to go hunt, and they pay a lot of money to hunt them. And Texas started this, brought the deer breeder business into Texas in the early 2000s time frame, as, you know, hey, this will be great for our economy. And it has been. It grew. It grew until about 2015, when the ranchers discovered they were losing hunters for natural deer on their ranches because they'd rather go hunt the big deer. And so it became a battle between the big ranchers and the deer breeders. And the big ranchers have lots of money, and they ended up weaponizing parks and wildlife and sent them after the deer breeders to put them out of business. And starting in 2015, last year we were down almost 40%. Of the deer breeders had been run out of business by park.
We have totally lost the cell. I'm going to give it about 30 seconds or maybe 15 to kind of regather. So sort of tie a little bow around that. And where does that stand? And are we hopeful to sort of re-achieve some, here's an oxymoron, bureaucratic sanity. We'll try it again. Okay. So yeah, because literally I have 60 seconds. Get with Bob, tell him, let's do something on Monday on this and maybe a few other things. I might also like to know what a state senator thinks. Any state senator thinks. I'd like to know what Craig Goldman thinks about this. He wants to be in Congress. John, I think I know what John O'Shea thinks. Maybe we should buzz up both of these guys. The city of Fort, the legacy of Fort Worth. Are you kidding me? Fort Worth is the stockyards. It is where the West begins. It has all of the charm and history and Texas independence. Fort Worth is Texas. Texas is Fort Worth. This is not Texas. This is not the Fort Worth that I love. The silencing, the muzzling of a dangerous political view that they just cannot tolerate. Mayor Matty Parker, stop this. Council, stop this. Carlos Flores in District 2. Michael Crane. Stop this. Jared Williams, District 6. Elizabeth Beck, stop this. Stop this. Newly created District 11, Jeanette Martinez, stop this. the shutting down of a man who wanted to come in and say, "Wow, I tried to transition, and it didn't work, and it wasn't good." The danger of transgenderism, forbidden content, because it, quote, differs. Those beliefs do not comply with the City of Fort Worth Park and Recreation Department. This cannot stand. Okay, exit tune, and the weekend begins. Next. We started the 7 and 8 o'clock hours with a little celebration of the life of Dickie Betts of the Allman Brothers. This is the first Allman Brothers record where he got a writing credit on the album Idle Wild South 1970 Revival. Dickie Betts passed away at the age of 80 yesterday. We're throwing him some love. Let's also throw some love to the Allen Americans. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Playing hockey there in Allen, going for the Kelly Cup, because that's what they have there in the ECHL stands for East Coast Hockey League. We're not exactly on the East Coast, but whatever. There they are. So go, you mighty Allen Americans. All righty. For producer Rhonda K. Moreland on the old X Twitter, at producer Rhonda K, R-O-N-D-A, capital K. Thank you, Mr. Matt, for technical guru skills. Thank you, Nikki, for news excellence. Have a fantastic weekend. I think some things will happen over the weekend. I think we will talk about them on Monday. Mike is going to a Trump rally in North Carolina. That should be fun. He'll have stories. We'll all have stories. Let's put our stories together on our Monday show. The aforementioned Mike Gallagher is next. Mavericks start on Sunday, so go Mavs. Let's beat the Clippers and dispatch them quickly. Because, see, crazy me, I want to win an NBA Finals and a Stanley Cup in the same year. No city has ever done that. So, hey, why not us? And why not now? Have a great weekend. God bless. I'm Mark Davis. See you Monday.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.